June will be a busy month for local Little League, with 5 tournaments taking place around the county, including one in southern Humboldt, as the district tournament season begins to heat up. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on those tournaments in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at all of the other big local sports stories this week, including news of the Big 5 and Little 4 MVPs in baseball and softball, a coaching change at College of the Redwoods, all the latest on the Humboldt Crabs, who began their summer season in style this week, and how one local sports season is set to begin this weekend. But first up, it will be a busy month around the county for all of the Little League teams, with 5 tournaments scheduled over the coming weeks. The busy month got underway this week with the District 26 Junior All-Star Tournament taking place in Arcata. On Saturday, the District Tournament of Champions will kick off in McKinleyville and will run through Tuesday. The Single Elimination Tournament features 16 of the best local Little League teams, with 8 opening round games scheduled for a busy Saturday. The tournament quarterfinals will take place on Sunday, followed by the semifinals on Monday evening and the championship game at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. 3 more district tournaments will take place later in the month. The 10-year-old and 11-year-old All-Star tournaments will both begin on June 22nd, with the 10-year-olds playing at Klamath Trinity and the 11s playing their tournament at Eel River. And rounding out a busy month for the young players, the 12-year-old All-Star tournament will begin on June 29th with Southern Humboldt hosting this year's event. Elsewhere in local sports this week, the HDNL has named all 4 MVPs in baseball and softball. In Big 5 baseball, McKinleyville senior Evan Frazier was named MVP after leading the Panthers to a first ever conference and Charles Lakin tournament championship double. Frazier was one of 9 McKinleyville players to receive all-league recognition, including 5 who were named to the all-league first team. The senior pitcher, who will play at Hawaii Hilo next year, finished his high school season with a record of 8-0 and a minuscule ERA of 1.12. He also averaged a team-best 4.76 at the plate with 14 RBIs. In the Little 4, Ferndale Jr. Parker Pryor was named MVP after leading the Wildcats to their first conference championship in 19 years. Pryor, who split time between third base and shortstop when he wasn't pitching, also played a key role in leading the Cats to a North Coast Section Division 6 championship and the semifinals of the State NorCal playoffs. According to his head coach, Justin Anderson, it was Pryor's ability to play his best baseball in the biggest games that made him a worthy MVP. In softball, meanwhile, Del Norte's Carly Harper was named MVP of the Big 5, and St. Bernard's Hannah Fink was named MVP of the Little 4. Fink was instrumental in leading the Crusaders to a first Little 4 championship in 8 years, and also played a key role on their march to an NCS championship game and the program's first ever trip to the NorCal playoffs. The senior provided some much-needed leadership on a young team, both at catcher and at the plate. Harper was equally important for the Warriors, who won a second straight Big 5 title and the program's first ever Charles Lakin Tournament Championship. Chloe McConnell and Mackenzie Coleman were both named All-League for the South Fork Girls, while Brock Contreras and Justin Friedis were both named All-League for the South Fork Boys. In local college sports this week, College of the Redwoods named Michaela Harris as the school's new softball head coach. Harris replaces Megan Valente, who recently stepped down after 3 years in charge of the team. Harris played 6 years at Cal Poly Humboldt before ending her playing career in 2023, and she left a big mark on the program. She holds records in the California Collegiate Athletic Association for career stolen bases and runs scored, and had a career batting average of 371. This year, the CR women finished 11-25 overall and 8-12 in the Golden Valley Conference. Switching gears, the Humboldt Crabs got the new summer season off to an impressive start this past week with 3 wins in their first 4 games. And the new players came out swinging. After waiting 2 weeks for their first home run of the season a year ago, the Crabs bats have already accounted for 5 home runs this summer. Newcomer Victor Castaneda is on a record-setting pace and already has 3 home runs, including two in an 8-1 victory over Seals Baseball on Sunday, and a third in a 6-1 win over the Humboldt Eagles on Wednesday night. The Crabs opened the season with a 2-1 win over Seals Baseball last Friday, before dropping their second game of the series 17-13 in 10 innings in a high-scoring showdown on Saturday night. This year's team features six local standouts, including former St. Bernard's Crusader Caleb Ruiz, who is in his fourth summer playing with the team. Also on this year's roster are three former Eureka Loggers, Hayden Bodie, Keenan Morris, and Parker Rogers, the latter of whom is coming off two big years playing at College of the Redwoods. McKinleyville's Cameron Sasso is back for his third year with the team and began the new season with a win on the mound in Friday night's opener. And rounding out the local contingent is Seor's Blake Browning, who set a new Corsairs single season record with 8 home runs this past spring, and will be expected to bring that impressive power to the Crabs lineup this summer. This summer also sees the Crabs play in a conference for the first time in over a decade. They will compete in the newly formed Pacific Empire League, with conference play beginning in 2 weeks. This weekend, the Crabs will welcome the Fresno A's to the Arcata Ballpark for a 3-game series, which gets underway on Friday night. And finally this week, motorsports return to the North Coast this weekend with the Redwood Acres Raceway season opener set for Saturday night. Gates open at 4 p.m. with the racing set to start at 5. And that's this week's Caymount News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.